Federal Labor leader Bill Shorten is promising that if his party wins the next election, he'll support more infrastructure development in the Pacific. But rather than direct aid, he's proposing a government-backed infrastructure investment bank. He outlined his vision for Australia's foreign policy in a speech today at the Lowy Institute, and it includes continuing to detain asylum seekers in Nauru and Papua New Guinea. Political reporter Melissa Clark joined me earlier with the details. Mel, the Australian government's refocused on supporting Pacific nations recently, in part in response to China's influence in the region. Is Mr. Shorten pitching his announcement today specifically as a counter to Chinese investment?
Not explicitly, but of course all discussions in this space are conducted with that geostrategic background. His speech today set out a broad foreign policy vision should Labor be re-elected. And part of that was this idea of a government-backed infrastructure investment bank that could provide concessional loans and financing for nation-building projects in the Pacific. And he said that that was with the aim of entrenching Australia's status as partner of choice. So that's certainly hints at being an alternative to Chinese support and Chinese concessional loans. Now, the coalition announced in July a partnership with the US and Japan to encourage investment in infrastructure in the Pacific region. It's still a fairly nascent idea, but it certainly suggests that both Labor and the coalition have visions that are generally aligned, that when it comes to trying to ensure Australia has a strong place in the Pacific, it has an ability to counter China's offer, which is pretty big at the moment, given its Belt and Road Initiative is seeing it invest a lot of money in development aid in the program.
Traditionally, Australia's delivered support to this region in the form of direct funding. What risks does this investment model carry?
It's certainly a very big change for Australia if we were to shift to this sort of way, because at the moment Australia's aid program is almost entirely via grants or direct funding. Australia does offer some support for concessional lending, but it's pretty much all through big multilateral institutions like the Asian Development Bank and the World Bank, which Australia doesn't get a lot of recognition for, just being a partner of that process, even though we do put funding through it. So this kind of concessional lending program would mean Australia could support much bigger infrastructure partnerships in the region with the private sector, but in doing so would need to be careful that it doesn't fall into this position of creating debt traps for Pacific nations, which some in Australia have accused China of doing. If you give a grant, then that's money that can pay for infrastructure and other revenue in the Pacific nations can be used for health and education, rather than in this case where they would be used to pay off interest and the capital of those kind of loans. So that would be a very significant change for Australia if it goes down this path.
Now, Bill Shorten also spoke more broadly about the international challenges that he sees. What did he highlight?
He certainly had a few pessimistic views of how he sees global politics at the moment. He pointed to the sort of circumstances we saw in the world prior to World War II and pointed to protectionism, isolationism, the failure of the League of Nations and the election of ultra-nationalist governments. And he said, we can hear the echoes of that world now. We should heed the warnings. It certainly doesn't give a terribly optimistic view of international relations at the moment. He did point in particular to one very big issue, the international refugee crisis, the levels of displaced persons around the world being as high as they've ever been since World War II. He said that Labor will continue to maintain regional processing and continue to turn back boats. He says Operation Sovereign Borders would be fully resourced under a Labor government. But he did promise to appoint an ambassador for refugees and displaced persons to help deal with this international refugee crisis. So he's certainly acknowledging a global policy problem, but it's clear that this is a particularly difficult area for Australian politics to come to terms with.
Indeed it is. Melissa Clark in Canberra, thank you.